December 11th, 2012, County Council meeting order. First thing will be approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. Today's agenda, we can amend under executive session. Job applicants, qualifications, personnel, pending potential litigation, leaving land acquisition.
And we have no minutes, correct, to approve?
That's correct.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have no minutes to approve. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are several letters. The first is a note. Thank you so very much for your continued support of the Alzheimer's Association. Your award of the Human Services Grant is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Jamie McGee, the Sussex County Program Coordinator. The next is from The Way Home, Inc. Thank you so much for your support for the work of The Way Home. We truly appreciate your help for the men and women who are leaving our prisons. We bring hope and possibility into seemingly hopeless situations. Our work impacts not only individuals, but the whole community. The next letter is from Delaware Guidance Services. Thank you for your support of the Delaware Guidance Services outpatient mental health services for children and families in Sussex County. Your contribution makes it possible for us to provide at least 95 therapy sessions to children and adolescents utilizing our individual and or group counseling services. Each one of these sessions has the potential to be a turning point in a child's life. The next is from Reading Assist Institute. On behalf of the struggling readers we serve, please accept our sincere gratitude for Sussex County Council's very generous contribution to Reading Assist Institute. Your financial support enables us to continue training volunteers who provide tutoring services free of charge to students in Sussex County who need our individualized, multisensory, structured language program to learn to read. The next is from Read Aloud, Read Aloud Delaware. Thanks to members of Sussex County Council for their continued support of our program. Read Aloud Delaware volunteers continue to read to preschool and kindergarten students each week at 33 different sites in Sussex County. Your support is critical to our local program. Thank you and happy holidays to all. The Can Do Playground at Milford, on behalf of Rotary Area 4 Can Do 2 Playground, Inc., I would like to thank Sussex County Council for their generous donation. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. This morning we're joined by Mary DuPont, the Director of Financial Empowerment with the Delaware Health and Social Services, who is here to make a presentation on Stand By Me and announce today our partnership with the Stand By Me organization at Sussex County and the Sussex County Association of Libraries. So, Ms. DuPont, would you like to come up and make your presentation? Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Oh, just do it like that. Okay.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And everybody. it's great to be here today, and thank you for giving us a few minutes to talk about a new initiative that is designed to increase the economic security of all Delawareans. And this is a project that was started when Governor Markell was elected as a part of his legacy and his commitment to financial education and financial inclusion. And the Stand By Me Financial Empowerment Program is a joint project of the state of Delaware and the United Way. And this picture here just shows you all of the different partners that we are working with throughout the state. And we are just so happy to work with you all here in Sussex County on the first tab here. But we're also working with many employers, nonprofit organizations, We work with organizations throughout the country who are advocates in this work in asset development and financial empowerment. We're working with faith-based organizations, K-12 school districts, post-secondary education, and with targeted constituencies. So we're also targeting veterans, people with disabilities, and seniors. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what the program is all about. But before I begin, I'd like to recognize our partners who have joined us here today. We have representation from DHSS, one of our financial coaches from BB. Maybe our partners can rise because they came to provide support. So this represents the work that we're doing here in Sussex County, and we're about to launch into partnerships that I'm going to go into more detail with BB Hospital, Nanticoke Hospital. We're already working with Goodwill, who is our lead operations partner here, and Dell Tech. And then as of today, we're launching a partnership with the Sussex County Libraries and the county. So let me see. How does this work? There we go. The program itself includes these elements. We offer personal financial coaching. And that means we work with people one-on-one to talk to them about any topic that's important to them. So we don't come with an agenda, and we also don't come with any directives. What we try to do is work with people to help them to identify what are their concerns, what are their goals, and what is the action plan that they have or that they would like to establish to reach their goals. And that's done on a one-to-one basis as often as needed. So we talk to people about budgeting, debt, setting goals for the future, any kind of challenges that people might have. And we do not have income guidelines for our program. Anyone who's interested in meeting with a coach can set an appointment and meet with a coach. We also work with credit unions and nonprofits. We have an array of financial, consumer-friendly financial products and services that will address some of the predatory services that people get stuck in, such as payday loans, title loans, check cashers. So we try to offer viable alternatives. We also have a focus on post-secondary that includes financial planning for post-secondary, access to financial aid, and managing student loan debt. And then we also do community referrals. We work with a lot of nonprofit organizations who are experts in debt consolidation. We work with Consumer Credit Counseling of Delaware and Maryland. We work with housing counseling agencies for foreclosure assistance or housing counseling for people who are interested in purchasing a home. We work with free tax preparation programs, matched savings, and, as I said, home ownership. So the program started in May of 2011, and as most things happen, we started up north, and we've been working our way through the state, so we're very excited that we're now launching these operations in Sussex County. So you can see that in each county, we have a lead nonprofit organization that runs the program. All of the funding for the program has come primarily through the private sector, through foundations and corporations. And our lead partner here in Sussex County is Goodwill of Delaware and Delaware County. And you're probably familiar with their facility over in Bridgeville on Route 13. We're also going to be co-locating a financial empowerment center at Nanticoke Hospital. We have one right now that we just launched in November at Dell Tech, and we're getting ready to co-locate at Beebe. And at the employers that you see here, Sussex County and Pinnacle Foods and DHSS, we're working there to serve the employees. So this is like an employee benefit. At the libraries, we'll be serving the public, and at Del Tech, we serve the students, and we also are open to the public. Pinnacle Foods, I'm sure many of you are aware, Pinnacle Foods is closing down. We went in there as they were going through their first round of layoffs, and we're helping close to 60 Pinnacle employees. We now are going in again this month, and there's a second round, and so we're there to provide support to their employees. Growth opportunities, these are conversations we're having. We're talking to the Indian River School District. They're interested in college-bound services for their students and family. We're having conversations with poultry plants. We will be working with La Esperanza to serve the Latino community. The hospitality industry, we've had several meetings that have been facilitated by Ted Becker from the town of Lewis, and as you all know, a prominent businessman here in the county, Julie Wheatley and Matt Haley. And then we're open to any suggestions that you might have for us. So I hope you're going to be in touch with me afterwards. In the works statewide, we have a statewide financial empowerment alliance where all of our partners are sort of on an advisory board. We meet quarterly. We get input and suggestions from them. As I said, we're targeting specific markets, so we have a Stand By Me 50-plus that's going to be launching. We're also working with the Department of Health and Social Services and all of the divisions that serve people with disabilities to integrate financial empowerment into the work that they're doing. We, as you see in your packet, there's a brochure on the financial products and services. We're always looking to develop more resources of this nature. And we're, in January, we're launching a program called My Free Taxes, which is a web-based, like a TurboTax. Anybody with a household income $57,000 or below will be able to go up online and do their taxes for free. And there's free technical support just by dialing 211. And since we started, well, this was May through October, we've served 1,979 people. And as you can see, these are the results of the program. So we're having great success. Our customers have been very happy with the service. And we're very pleased to be expanding now into Sussex County, and we appreciate this opportunity to inform all of you. We hope that you'll be sending your constituents to talk to us, and also if you have any suggestions or ideas, we'd love to have it. And I would now like to introduce Ted Becker. He's with our partner. I'm with the Department of Health and Social Services. And as I said, this is a joint venture with the United Way. So Ted is a board member, and he's going to tell you a little bit about
United Way. I'm Ted Becker, and I'm obviously from Lewis, and I'm also a business owner there. I'm also a member of the United Way board. And when I first heard about this program at a board meeting back in early 2011, and Mary was telling me that it was going to roll out in Newcastle County, I said, this has got to come to Sussex. And she said, well, we don't have any money, and we don't have anybody down there that we're associated with, so we started this program to roll forward. It's a tremendous fit with the three pillars of United Way of health, education, and income. I think we're all aware, everyone in a position such as you, that the financial health of a person also reflects, impacts their physical well-being and probably determines how much education they're able to get. I want to thank Todd Lawson particularly for his endorsement of this program and interest in this program, as well as all of the partners downstate. It's been a tremendous rollout, and I think you see from Mary's slides that we are really coming into Sussex County very strong, and I look forward to being able to come back and either with Mary or on my own to report to you the success of this program. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? Mr. Phillips.
How is your success measured?
How is our success measured? We have a data collection system where we, it's through the Homeless Planning Council. It's called Service Point. So it's a HUD endorsed, it's a federally endorsed data collection program. And we work with people as they set their goals. The primary goals that we're hoping is to help people with credit and debt. So we have specific goals that we're looking to accomplish, and we track people over time on credit, how much they're be able to pay off their debt, improving credit scores, cleaning up credit reports, on savings, establishing regular savings on a monthly basis.
Again, that's what you do, but how do you measure your success?
How do we measure our success? We look at the success of our clients over time to see how they're faring on achieving these goals. So if you're interested, I can send you statistics that shows you the things that people are working on. And we're also actually working on a full-blown evaluation right now. So we have two researchers that we're working with who are in. We have a lot of statistics and data, so we're doing a complete interpretation of all of this, and that will be ready by probably March 1st.
So the folks that you help are considered clients?
We call them customers.
Customers. How many customers do you serve?
Right now, we're at over 2,000 customers.
Statewide?
Yes, statewide.
How about in Sussex?
In Sussex County, we just started, and we're probably about 150. We just started in November.
And is those 2,000, you've served 2,000 since your inception?
Yes, since May of 2011.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, just something came to mind. I'm curious. Coach, what are the qualifications of a coach? So if I called up and said, I need a financial coach, how do I know they know anything more than I do?
Okay. Well, our coaches come from all different backgrounds, mostly in the financial field. Here in Sussex County, one coach was the president of a bank and worked there for 20 years, 30 years, 20. And so she has long experience in the financial services industry. And our other coach was in the mortgage business. And our coaches throughout the state all have diverse experience. They help each other. But primarily, we provide the training on the coaching. We adopted a financial coaching model from New Mexico, and we worked with the University of Delaware to bring it here to Delaware. And so it's a certified coaching program. It was funded by the Annie Casey Foundation and Bank of America Foundation. So our coaches take this training. And the one thing that we stress with the coaches, it's not to tell. So this is not financial advising. If you want a financial advisor, we have a partnership with the Delaware Valley Financial Advising Association. We'll refer you for pro bono assistance.
For investment tips or
something? For investment tips.
There you go.
Yes.
George.
Insider information?
That's, yeah.
Oh, well,
no.
I'm sure they can help you with anything.
Just trying to find out.
But our coaches learn to ask and listen and help people to guide them. It's kind of like therapy, if you've ever tried
it. No, good.
That.
I was just curious about who was a coach.
Yes.
Are these coaches volunteers?
No. The coaches are paid.
Are paid.
Yeah, they're
where do they get their money from?
We raise the money for the program. The way that the funding comes into the program, we raise the funding, as I said, from foundations and corporations. The funding for Sussex County is from two sources, the Delaware Community Foundation and the Kellogg Foundation. We got a very nice grant from Kellogg that enabled us to really launch these operations. We recently got another grant from USDA Rural Development, and that's going to enable us to hire another bilingual coach here in Sussex County.
What is your annual budget?
Our annual budget statewide is about $1.4 million.
Any more questions on council?
Yes. Do employers ever contribute to that? In other words, if you have a certain company that would like to participate for their employees, do they contribute financially to it?
Yes. Our employers will contribute what I call like the ante in the poker game, because we want to first demonstrate the value of the program for employers. So we're not really asking for employers to put a lot of funding in. Mm-hmm. We'll ask for maybe a small contribution. And then over time, as the program proves meaningful for the employers and the employees, we're hoping that employers will be more interested in, you know, maybe sharing the services of a coach.
You have some companies right here in Sussex, don't you, that are
yes.
working with this?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. We okay. have BB Hospital.
Yeah.
And Nanacoke Hospital.
Nanacoke. And is it a pharmacy company? Did you have a pharmacy?
We're also working with Walgreens in Newcastle County.
Oh, that's Newcastle.
Yes.
All right. But
and
will
we haven't
down
expanded.
Here too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't expanded okay. yet into Sussex okay. with Walgreens.
So
but we have
so
a
Pinnacle
relationship.
Foods is you're retraining these people, is that what you're going to do with them? Is that what Pinnacle Foods is about? Because they are leaving.
We're not doing job training. But our partners, Goodwill, they do have a job resource center, so they can assist with job placement and resume writing and assisting the people who are being laid off from Pinnacle with that aspect. We try to stick to our knitting. We're just strictly financial coaching and helping people to make the adjustment that they are going to need to make as they're experiencing a layoff.
So you begin with some money.
Yeah, well, we try to help them to manage
financial.
What they have. Yes, financial.
Any more questions of council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. I want to thank Mary for her leadership and Ted for his leadership and all of your stakeholders for partnering with us. The partnership with Sussex costs Sussex no money, so it's a great partnership for us. We receive the benefit. With Kathy Graybill's leadership, we also are rolling this out through our libraries, three libraries initially, where citizens can come in and receive this service, again, at no cost to us or them. And eventually down the road, we'd like to offer this to our employees. So if they want to sit down with a coach, they can receive this financial literacy training as well. So
and it's one-on-one, is it not?
That's correct.
It's
one-on-one.
Very important. It's one-on-one.
Yes.
So I will add that we do have some workshops that we offer if organizations would like that. We have interactive, what we call mind over money workshops.
Okay.
But primarily the service is one-on-one. Mm-hmm. It's personal financial coaching.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great.
And I'd like to thank Todd and all of you for giving us the floor and sharing this with you today.
Thank you for coming
thank
down.
Thank you.
You're thank
welcome
you.
Good
very
job.
Much.
Good job.
Mr. Lawson.
Okay. First item under my name today is recognition of the Cape and Lopin High School field hockey team. We're joined by three captains of this year's championship team, and I have a proclamation which I will read. a proclamation to honor the Cape and Lopin High School field hockey team upon winning the 2012 D1AA championship. Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the Cape and Lopin High School field hockey team for winning the Delaware Interscholastical Athletic Association title as state champions for 2012, and the Cape and Lopin High School field hockey team capped an impressive season in beating Delmar High School by a score of 2-1 during the state championship team on Saturday, November 17, 2012, ending with a 18-1 record. And the Cape and Lopin High School field hockey team's accomplishment is the second consecutive state title for the school's field hockey team and fourth since they started in 1979. The Cape and Lopin field hockey team played a formidable opponent in facing squads from across Sussex County and throughout the state during the 2012 season, displaying cooperation, consistency, and character above all else. The Cape and Lopin High School team's accomplishment is a source of tremendous pride for the Cape and Lopin School District community and all of us at Sussex County. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council commends the Cape and Lopin High School team upon winning the 2001 championship and proclaims Tuesday, December 11, 2012, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor the team's remarkable achievement. Signed, Joan R. Deaver, Councilwoman. Congratulations.
Sam, I was going to suggest that you could give some coaching on horse trading or for free.
I take that.
Some good old boy glad horse
you,
trading.
Glad you put in. Glad you take it. All right.
Take it. You could teach him something. How to get ahead financially without a whole lot of good
sense. He teaches me something every time I'm around him.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations, girls.
Congratulations. Good
job. Okay, next item of business is the recognition of the 2012 election contest winners. This year, students competed for one $200 scholarship prize and five $100 runner-up prizes in the election contest. One winner and five runner-ups were declared based on their predictions and tie-breaking questions from a field of nearly 320 recipients. We are joined by the winners today, and I will read off, starting with fifth place up to first, and we have plaques for the winning participants. Fifth runner-up, Ryan Swingle, 15, a sophomore at Sussex Tech. Ryan answered 12 of the 23 races with a tiebreaker prediction of 72,000 votes. Fourth place, Emily Lingo, 12, a seventh grader at Beacon Middle School. Emily predicted 21 of the 23 races with a tiebreaker of 57,000 votes. Third runner-up, Preston Hitchens, 11, a sixth grader at Laurel Middle School. Preston correctly predicted 21 of 23 races with a tiebreaker of 50,000 votes. Second runner-up, Alexandra Coverdale, 17, a senior, Capenlopen High School. She predicted 22 of 23 races with a tiebreaker of 37,573 votes. First runner-up, Bo Shockley, 18, senior at Sussex Central High School and brother of the grand prize winner. How'd that go over? Bo correctly predicted 22 of the 23 races with a tiebreaker of 55,500 votes from the Sussex County and gubernatorial race winners. And the winner, Paige Shockley, 12 years old, a sixth grader at Sussex Academy of Arts and Sciences in Georgetown. Paige correctly picked all 23 races.
All right.
The only Shockley entry to have a perfect score. Congratulations.
She's a Shockley.
And I believe next year that she got a job with Fox News, and will be on the night of the election.
No, she'll be on CBS.
Fox News.
No, Fox News, no.
That's where the money is.
No.
Best paying job.
She's too smart for that. Paige Shockley.
12 years old.
I don't agree with Paige. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Two of them in my district, so I think that's pretty good.
I think it's great.
Mike.
It's a good program.
He didn't hear me, did he? Hey, Mike.
You know,
two.
You and I'll say it together. You hold your plaques facing out. That would be nice. And come up a little bit higher if you don't want. There you go.
She's in your district. The only one.
She's a Shockley. You know that. Sam, that's who got me started in all this.
Sam, the only one I predicted right was Mike Vincent. Unopposed. And Dave, had you wrong?
Dave Wilson.
Had her wrong.
You did not. You knew better.
So no way would they ever win.
Very, very good.
Paige Shockley will receive a $200 scholarship. upon her entry into college or another post-high school education program, and the others will receive a $100 scholarship. Congratulations again.
Mm-hmm. May I mention something? I have some constituents in my district who would like to start a scholarship for medical students, and I'd like to discuss that at a later time, maybe put that on the agenda. It's a small scholarship, but it could grow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We can make that an agenda item for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Next item is the Department of Justice and Department of Housing and Urban Development Settlement Agreement Implementation. As council knows, you entered into a settlement agreement with both the Department of Justice and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Department of Justice agreement is called a consent decree, and the Department of Housing's agreement is called a voluntary compliance agreement. Part of the stipulations within those agreements require within 30 days certain actions to be taken. And I wanted to report today some of the actions that we have accomplished in compliance of these settlement agreements. The first action item required the county to hire or appoint a fair housing compliance officer. We have appointed Brandy Newman of the Community Housing and Community Development and Housing Office effective December 10th, 2012 to that position. We were also required to add the Fair Housing logo throughout the county's website and on certain letterhead. We have completed that task, and the Fair Housing logo now appears on our website and different departmental letterheads. We've also taken it a step further and added the Fair Housing label to any letterhead with a department that addresses or touches housing issues. I have two other action items that require council approval today. One is a fair housing policy, which was drafted by the Department of Justice. The Fair Housing Act, U.S. Code 3601-3619, ensures that all zoning and land use decisions do not discriminate against persons based on certain characteristics. The fair housing policy, which we are asking you to adopt today, means, among other things, that the county and all of its officials, agents, and employees will not discriminate in any aspect of housing based on these protected characteristics. With your approval, I have a motion for your consideration, which will implement this fair housing policy, which was in your packet and is simply terms of our fair housing policy, which other municipalities have been required to implement as well, the same language.
Do you have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the aforementioned fair housing policy required by the settlement terms of the consent decree entered into with the Department of Justice effective December 11, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The final item requiring council approval is a public notice based on the terms of the voluntary compliance agreement entered into with HUD. This voluntary compliance agreement public notice was in your packet for review, and it lists in very general terms the stipulations of the settlement agreement. It also gives information to constituents should they have any questions regarding the terms. Again, this is required by the VCA. Any other municipality that enters into this type of agreement with the federal government is required to issue this public notice. Upon your approval, this public notice will go into publication in local newspapers. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the public notice required by the settlement terms of the voluntary compliance agreement entered into with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, effective December 11, 2012. County Council instructs the County Administrator to publish such notice pending HUD approval per the terms of the VCA.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I'll second.
Second, Mrs.
Yes.
Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. And with those action items, we are in compliance with both the VCA and the consent decree for the remainder of this year. And we will bring back the next level of action items that will be in the beginning of 2013. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The next item is our 2013 Freedom of Information Act policy, otherwise known as FOIA. This draft policy that we will introduce Council to today, along with the significant changes and updates to our website, is the most significant revision of the county's FOIA policy since it was last updated in 1995. This policy complies with the new public access requirements set forth by legislation passed this past summer in the 146th General Assembly and signed into law by Governor Markell. Public bodies such as Sussex County government must promulgate and adopt policies in accordance with 29 Delaware Code Chapter 100 that, among other things, establish fees, designate a FOIA coordinator, and implement a system to track requests. In summary, this new policy codifies, if you will, practice and policy that the county already has. We are in compliance with Delaware Code, and this just updates some of the practices that we have internally as we put together the FOIA requests as they come in. But more importantly, this improves our website and our process internally and externally to service these FOIA requests. We've got a display on the slide today to show you currently what the website looks like, and then Mr. Guy will walk you through some of the improvements that citizens will see. I believe the website will go live January 1, 2013.
Correct. What we have here is the current website and the FOIA page, which just gives you a little bit of background on the process and how you can make a request. As Mr. Lawson said, what we're doing here is complying with the black and white letter of the law as it's now adopted by the General Assembly. But in spirit, I think, you know, we're pretty much we're in compliance with what the law previously required and what the changes called for. Back in the summer, we have essentially implemented that as a matter of practice. We've already begun to track our FOIA requests as they come in. We've got a spreadsheet, and we, you know, from beginning to end, there's a host of different fields that we have to fill in as we track the requests. So this is what we have currently. This is what we will go to. Well, this is the current FOIA policy, and as you can see, it was only one page and really did not get into a lot of specifics. I mean, a lot's changed since 1995. You've got emails, you've got different types of media now that didn't really exist or were really nascent and in their infancy back in 1995. So the website, as Mr. Lawson said, is really the centerpiece to this, and this really will clean up and make more clear and give the public more options on how to submit a request. They can, as you can see here, they can access the section of Delaware Code that governs FOIA, and then they can choose from a number of options here to submit a request. They can click the online button here to submit a request immediately, and that will take you to a web form, and then you'll select the department that it concerns, your information, contact information, and then some detail on the records that you're requesting. We'll go back from here. You can download the form and fill it in manually, and once you've done that, you can email it to me, you can fax it to me, you can mail it to me, or you can submit it in person to me. So we've given the public all these options here on how to do that. A little bit of background on FOIA policy and the requirements. We also have the new policy before you for consideration. That is not on this testing site just yet, but once January 1 rolls around, if this policy were to be adopted, there would be a link there for the public to download the policy and view that. And, of course, there's information there on how to contact me if you have any questions.
like I said, this is just an improvement for customer service and enhancing our transparency. A lot of this we already do and did before the governor passed, governor signed in the law. I want to commend Mr. Guy for his assistance in the FOIA process. Because we did not have a FOIA coordinator, by de facto, he became the FOIA coordinator. And this has taken a tremendous amount of work, along with the IT department and Debbie Morse, who's in the audience, and based on legal counsel, the county attorneys have been involved with this every step of the way. So I appreciate all the collective work. I have counsel, I have a motion for you to consider to adopt this policy.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council adopts the aforementioned Freedom of Information Act FOIA policy as introduced and in accordance with 29 Delaware Code, Chapter 100, effective December 11th, 2012.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I think it's great.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Guy.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Guy. Okay, almost there. Last item before the administrator's report is the proposed ordinance relating to a temporary application extension. During last Tuesday's council meeting, council instructed myself to work with legal counsel to bring back proposed ordinance regarding the time extension for pending applications. In your packet were two draft ordinances relating to this issue. One of the ordinances provided a blanket extension for a certain amount of time, and the second draft ordinance proposed a extension based on a written request.
And the titles to the two, for purposes of introduction, and it would be possible, and they were proposed this way, where both could be introduced, have the public hearings on both of them, and then the council could decide after the public hearings which they would like to go with, or if there was any further amendment to them.
There were three, weren't they?
Well, the first was to just let it lapse, nothing.
No.
The ordinances in the order was first an ordinance providing for the additional temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan unit or community districts.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
I'll second.
And the second is an ordinance providing for the additional temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan community districts with a provision for further extension upon written request.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Council. Last item of business is the county's administrator report. Item number one, Sussex County offices will be closed on December 24th, December 25th, and January 1 to celebrate the Christmas and New Year's holidays. In addition, the Sussex County Council will not meet on December 18th, December 25th, or January 1. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Council will be on Tuesday, January 8th, 2013, at 10 a.m. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for October, there were 3,358 total traffic arrests and 1,158 criminal arrests. Of that, 492 were felony and 1,093 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. Of the total hours on duty spent, 35% were spent on criminal investigations. And item number three, attached please find the cost statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for November 2012. There were 13,936 total calls handled in the month of November. Of those 911 calls, 76% were made by wireless phones. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. Today, the council will hear a presentation from Dr. James Liu, MD, PhD, and Chief Executive Officer for Tech World Medicals, Inc., a manufacturing company for nasal care and doctor healing healthcare products located in Milford. Tech World Medicals, Inc. has applied for an economic development loan in the amount of $200,000. They have completed the application process, presented his project before the Economic Development Loan Committee at a public hearing, and is prepared to discuss his project before County Council today. In your packet, you received the minutes of that meeting of the public hearing held on November 16th, 2012, as well as information on TechWorld's project and product. Today, Dr. Liu has a PowerPoint presentation for today to show us his product and the impact of this loan and jobs in the area and the potential for the future. If you would like to come up, Dr. Liu, welcome to Sussex County. He will do his PowerPoint presentation. I will make a few points on the financial aspect of it, and then we can entertain questions.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for the very, very meaningful introduction. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. Thank you again for providing this great opportunity to share our project. And see if I start the slides, I just start, I guess.
Yeah.
And,
is his presentation loaded?
Is it already loaded?
Did you give it to Mr. Guy?
Give it to Chip, Mr. Guy?
I just sent it to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know to put it on the, I thought we had it on the, no, I don't have it.
That's okay, I just talk.
Okay.
I apologize,
that's
Dr.
Okay.
Liu.
I'm sorry.
I did not realize. I just yeah. People normally bring the flash drive.
That's okay. In my first slide, I introduce our company history. The company was started in 1998, and now we're a teenager. This is the first year actually we reload to Milford, Delaware. Is we really start our business. Before, we did so many R&D projects. And business-wise, commercial-wise, very slow. Now, we have several milestones. One of those is in 2006, we went to New York City. We all remember September 11 firefighters. When they rescued, did a heroic save our country, save so many lives. Those firefighters, their nose exposed to so many dust, toxin, virtually 100% get nasal trouble. Chronic sinusitis is common. We went there, present our products. Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Present, he was often on national TV, the president's advisor, medical advisor, choose our product to treat those firefighters. Now, if you go to New York City, ask any of these firefighters, they use our nasal care. Their life quality is much better. Here, I do have several of my clients who use and can give a test how wonderful this product is. Now, if I ask everyone, anyone last year who has common cold or flu, that's my client. That's my serving population. The product we developed is to treat common cold, flu, and also asthma. Why? Because there's so many viruses in our environment. We don't have a drug because more than 200 cold viruses cause common cold. No drug, no vaccine. How can we do? Take rest, stay at home for a whole week. It's not the solution. We have to work, have to serve our community. So what we do here, yes, cold viruses, fine, no drug. But because cold viruses only grow in the nose, because the temperature, our nose, is 91 degrees. That's exactly the common cold need. If in other part of the body, 99 degrees, 98 degrees, too hot for them. Now, we found their weakness. So we treat them. How is to through physical cleanse. Physical cleanse to the nose. No harm to the whole body. So whenever we get rid of the viruses, no more viruses, no more disease. I was a physician. I still serve as a medical community, so that's my therapy. I wrote a book last year, and we had a second edition this year, How We Cured Cold in One Day. Many people don't believe. It's very hard for people. Thank you very much.
Hey, Chip.
Thank you, Chip.
And if, like, for someone, if bring a sample home, whenever you have the cold symptoms, do it 3 or 4 times a day. I bet next day you will feel so much better. Virtually, you have no more symptoms. I come back. Now, let's talk about another disease, asthma. Asthma has many, many triggers. Because we're exposed to pollen, allergy, many other stuff. Common cold viruses is one of those. Many other viruses come to our nose. That's why during the winter season, during the allergy season, asthma so much more. Because it's a trigger coming to our nose. Where does it go? Just stay here, make trouble. We inhale the air 24 hours nonstop. Those little dirty stuff come to our nose, accumulate little by little. Come to the point, they catch, reach a threshold. That's why asthma come up. Now, what we do is, again, do a very safe, a physical way, get rid of the asthma triggers. Those asthma triggers in our nose, if we don't do anything, let them accumulate, it would cause trouble, a flare up. If we get rid of them, there would be no flare up. So we present this product to our council, to our committee, and Ms. Larson, Ms. Moore, and Ms. Webb, and my favorite colleague, Julie Wheatley. She brought us to the state, to the county.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe if you could talk about your plans with the pharmacies and how your product.
That's right.
And the expansion of employment of what your existing business is now in Sussex County, and what the plans are with what contracts that you know for sure to move your product into the local pharmacies.
Thank you. So because this product is so useful, we presented it to the national, it's called retailer chain. Many pharmacy buyers came. They voted our product as the best nationally. Now, the biggest one is the CVS pharmacy. They see it's such a potential, good for the patients and good for their business. And they already signed a contract with us to carry asthma care kit. And January 15th, we will go to Walgreens to present our products. And they are highly interested. Another one is the Rite Aid. We are discussing with them how to put our product on their shelf. All in all, this is such an important product here. Virtually everyone needs it. And for asthma patients, 26 million asthma patients in the U.S. So we have such a big business opportunity. Yeah. Thanks again, the committee evaluate our project, see the need. What we need here, we are already moved to Milford. We need to build a workforce. We rent a facility with 25,000 square footage. And right now, we have less than 10 people. Every 3 months, we need to hire 5 more. And 6 months, another 5 more. By 12 months, we need at least 20 people, new employee from this county on board. Because we have to manufacture so many products to supply national chain. Employment opportunity, that's my kind of conservative estimate. Yeah. Whenever this product, this is a big chain, we will be very busy. Mm-hmm. And we like you to help us. Mm-hmm. And also, if some of your kids a grandkid, have like asthma, have a common cold, talk to us. So they hear, always know me where I am, and Julie know where I am. I'm really happy to provide a sample for you to try. Mm-hmm. That's my confidence level. If you try, you test, you use, and you know what it is. So nationally, we do something marketing program, educate people. We wrote 3 books already. Book 1, How We Cured Our Cold in One Day. Next book is You Too Can Be Free from Asthma because of this product.
Thank you.
So if I understand, you have a patent on this, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
You have orders from providers, Walmart, such as Walmart or CVS. You don't have the facilities to produce enough of these products to meet those orders, is that correct?
That's right.
How does it compare to SinusSense, which is an electronic, the same type of, neti pot, actually, but it's electronic. How does it compare?
Electronically, number one, it's just not user-friendly because in the bathroom, people don't want to introduce electricity, number one. Number two, the battery recharge, very often, they just die. The battery just not work in the bathroom. Yeah. Number three, because although they have a 3-level setting, they just like stream go there. People do not feel comfortable.
Yeah.
People are scary about those.
I think it's too. Yes.
And number four, this lack of control. Mm-hmm. Ours, you
practical.
Can see it from here.
Yeah, that's much more practical.
Yes. You can use your hand, squeeze, release. You do more or less, and your control. The electricity is a bigger power control.
The difference. It's going to go too far. Yeah, the brain's right back there.
That's right. This one, if you try hard, it can go there, but very gentle.
Not good.
I do have 3 points that I want to make that between the committee that we want to make. That Tech World Medical has gotten DDO support. They have worked with DDO, I think, in finding the location, putting the location together. In Sussex County, you have, I believe, applied for some research and development grants with the federal government. With Mr. Carper, Thomas Carper has encouraged you to do so through for your type of products. And I think he has 14 patents, not just one.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
For other types of products. Mm-hmm. But more on the financial end, what the committee's interested in, and what Tech World can do for the county is, as Dr. Liu said, 5 people within 3 months in the county, Sussex County, 5 more within 6 months, and at the end of 12 months, 10 more. And we will structure our loan based on these milestones that Tech World must meet or a balloon payment is due. So I did put the details of the financing in your packet, and in any agreements, Tech World would have to be satisfied by Everett Moore, our attorney, there's a lot of details to this as well. But the miles, what's important is every 3 years there has to be a milestone met on this loan agreement or a balloon payment is due, which Tech World has agreed to, so that we can track them and follow them with their employment progress in the county as the company grows and hopefully, successfully, you have more contracts with the local pharmacies, need more help with hiring county citizens for this business.
And it's only $200,000?
Well, we do have limits on what our economic development loan fund will offer, and it's $250,000 a loan, but they're only applying for $200,000. Mm-hmm. It will be secured by personal guarantees, lien holders. Some of the equipment's already purchased, so it's a reimbursement type basis like we've done with some of our other loans. We have a whole list of financial details that will have to be satisfied, much like the other loans.
Will Milford become the headquarters or eventually? So you'll move all your operations here to Sussex?
It's here already.
It's already here, and they're operating.
Already.
This is already an existing Sussex County company.
Okay.
I'd like to have it in my district.
Don't you have online sales right now? You have online sales now.
Yes, online sales. It's already
it's a good product.
Yes.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Do you have a motion?
I do have a motion, unless there's any other questions.
Go ahead, Mr. Phillips.
Do you have figures of your online sales? How
yes.
many have you sold?
Online sale is the small portion, like less than 10%. Majority come from the retail sale. So,
how long have you been selling them?
Hold on for this. We started 2006, so already 6 years right now.
Okay.
So,
how many did you sell in 2011?
2011, we sold about 30,000 online, and overall revenue is $530,000. That's retail overall, and versus online. Online is a small fraction. Mm-hmm. Now we have a professional web designer as our partner. We just launched a new website, mm-hmm. and still it takes time to catch up, to optimize. So just kind of, I would say still minimum. Very soon should be very active.
Mm-hmm. So I don't need a flu shot this year.
Yes, you do, George.
That's the question in our family. We are the medical doctors. Always, I say, go get a flu shot.
All right.
Okay. And number two, because
just checking, doc.
Yes, we need a prevention, but whenever we cannot prevent, we need to treat. So this one can do both.
Right.
Someone cannot do the vaccine. This one come to play.
Is this a secured loan in any way?
One of the things we looked at, Mr. Phillips, as part of the committee, is what kind of equipment he had. Would the equipment be able to have first liens on it? So we had put together a rather draft, and we had listed part of the committee minutes and motion certain things that would have to be provided. And that would include a financing statement, then UCC financing statements on all equipment. Some of that equipment, actually all the equipment, is free of liens at this point, so there would be first liens on those, as well as putting liens on all of the materials and all of the profits from the materials.
And do you believe these liens will equal the amount of the loan?
I don't know if they equal the amount of the loan or not. It's my recollection that the equipment was, what was the amount?
$65,000.
$65,000 per machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also inventory that is not put together yet, and this would also be liens on that inventory as well. In addition, we'd want corporate guarantees as well as individual guarantees as part of any loan, just like any bank would have.
Yep.
In our warehouse, there's a product. You can fill this room about three size. We have a lot. So we prepared for the national launch.
Well, I've always felt uncomfortable about making these kinds of payments directly to businesses. I think government providing infrastructure is an appropriate use of tax dollars. I mean, my first question is, why didn't you get your money from a bank?
That's a different approach. I'm still talking with the bank because we're new. We just moved here. We take time to accumulate our credibility because our sale, a little bit more than $500,000, and still they feel a little bit risky. And here, everyone talk, we do have the good product. We have the distribution. We build a national reputation. So the county here, we develop local economic status. We provide a job. And our facility, our people, everything, the hardware, software, all there. So the risk, per the committee's assessment, everyone can see. And the bank still, they need a kind of solid, big number. So we don't have that big number yet.
Isn't that what the plan, what the program is for?
Yeah.
Well, I was never all that jazzed about the program. All right.
Four more questions.
I personally wouldn't mind this to sift through the public for a week before voting on it, but if you guys are ready to vote, I'll vote.
Yeah, I'd make a motion.
I just think about all the hundreds of other businesses out there that are struggling for capital, and it just makes it a very difficult vote. It really does.
Well, this is not a grant, correct?
Mm-mm.
This is a loan.
This is a loan.
So any of these other struggling businesses can come in and apply. This is what we've set this up for. So I think it's doing what it's supposed to. It's not like we're giving, you know, picking out special companies and giving grant money from the government. So,
but I think what Vance is saying, is this may not be a grant, but the thing is that they can't pay you back. It's just as well as a grant.
Right. Well, that's why we have the guarantees.
So that's what we're talking about here. I think that's what Vance is really referring to.
Yeah, I mean, the security on this is some equipment and inventory. And, you know, if it goes belly up, well, we're going to have some machines and inventory, and probably that won't meet the $200,000 of the loan. So it's a very difficult vote.
Mrs. Webb, I would assume that the committee is in favor of this.
Yes.
And you've done your due diligence.
Yes, it was a unanimous vote. Obviously, as Mr. Moore said, the list of documents is 17 to be fulfilled in the loan agreement that must be fulfilled before we would even move internally to the next step. We did, and we are making that recommendation to County Council.
Okay.
Obviously, any questions, of course, or concerns, we'll vet through the committee.
Mr. Phillips?
This program has been used before in the county. We have provided loans to other businesses, too, I believe.
In its history, it has morphed into different programs. It started with the municipal lending with the Economic Development Loan Fund.
Right.
And we have had three successful loans, one to a municipality and two to private businesses.
Have those private businesses paid their loans back?
Yes, one paid in full, completely, and one is making payments, and the municipality is making payments. They all got lower interest rates than a bank. They all were very similar situation where Tech World Medical has a lot of shareholder contribution, meaning they have that interest there. Through the stakeholders, they have no bank debt, and that was the case on the two other loans where the shareholders had already put their own money into the business on both of those, and it's been successful to date.
Okay. Are you an American citizen?
Yes. 13 years.
13 years.
Teenager. as a U.S. citizen.
Do you live in Sussex County?
I'm not yet. My son is high school last year. And he already accepted by college. After that, I'll be moved here, maybe locally as your neighbor.
Where do you live now?
Pardon me?
Where do you live now?
Now, in Pennsylvania, downtown. But 6 months, I'll be here. And I cannot, you know, run back and forth daily basis, too far away.
Okay. I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, and one other thing, if I could point out. We put together this list, and even with the list, and if the county votes, we're going to be looking at all of the criteria on the committee's recommendation, and if there was anything that we would uncover at that time that was not satisfactory, we would stop at that point, too. Mm-hmm. From the legal standpoint, that's not the policy.
There's a lot of checks and balances in this.
Mrs. Webb, you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council loan Tech World Medical's $200,000 from the Economic Development Fund, once our attorney, Mr. Everett Moore, is satisfied with all documents related to this financing transaction.
Mm-hmm. Motion, Mrs. Yeah. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
My
Mr.
Paper,
Wilson.
My paper here says that he needs $210,000.
What paper you
got? I got here.
Oh, that's an email, I think, in early correspondence.
Wait, we're only giving
that's
200.
That's not what we're, yeah. It's
well, the motion was specifically
200,000.
Yeah.
I think I had sent information in your packet.
No, we don't. I think we have a limit.
Short.
We have a motion and a second. Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I believe the company was established in 1998, right? And I think you've got a good proven record, and I'm glad you've chosen Sussex County. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation of our Economic Development Committee, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
I vote yes also. Thank you, sir, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I apologize for not having your PowerPoint loaded on the computer.
If anyone needs a sample, let me know.
I need that last week.
I didn't get a flu shot.
Mr. Goblin.
He can't help you. George.
I'll be the only one well this winter. I'll be here. The rest of them will be homesick.
Talk for yourself, George.
That vitamin C won't help you this year. It's a different strain.